Good afternoon and welcome to BizTech's Asian Midday Market Watch. Our guest today is Vishnu Varadhan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank, and he's coming out to us out of Singapore. Now, Vishnu, great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Good to be here on one day.
Yes, and you look much better from your COVID recovery.
Oh, thank you. I do feel better. So it's coming out of COVID as well.
Before I get your insights, let's take a look at how crypto markets are performing and also regional stock markets. Bitcoin continues its recovery. It's at 24,863.1. It's up 1.22%. Ethereum is just below the 2,000 mark now. It's 1,982.92. It's down 0.44%. Now, looking across the regional equity markets, we've got the STI, which is down 0.19%. Bursa Malaysia is up 0.09%. Shanghai is down 0.04%. The ASX All Ordinaries is up 0.57%. The Nikkei is up 1.15%. The Hang Seng is down 0.08%. And rounding up the numbers, we've got the Kospi, which is up 0.16%. Now, it's pretty mixed bag. Vishnu, tell us why.
Well, I mean, it does look like markets are looking at a few things. One is they are looking at US data. The good news there, or what will of course be perceived to be good news because of the Fed implications, is signs of softening price pressure. So we saw this in the CPI, followed by PPI, as well as in some of the survey data pointing to import prices also getting lower. So all of these is condensed down and distilled into market perception that the Fed may be able to step back and dial back more quickly from an aggressively hawkish stance. So that has helped. Although the bond markets are somewhat more cautious because they noticed that even though short-term inflation expectations softened slightly in the Michigan sentiments, longer-term inflation expectations were bumped up slightly. So too early to tell. Nevertheless, I think markets are getting hopeful, perhaps even pushing that into optimism about the Fed not leading the global economy into a hard landing. So that's one part of it. On the other side, what we have is we've got China that's giving rise to a mix of factors. So we had the surprise cut in the MLF rate. Nonetheless, mm-hmm. Because of the maturities in the MLF, also the way it was handled,
okay. The net and I'm just going to say the MLF, the medium-term lending facility, correct? The 1 year.
Right. Sorry, yes. that's what it is. So while the rates were just knocked back by 10 basis points, what has happened is the way they've handled, because this is on an auction, they give medium-term lending out to banks, so on and so forth. What has happened is, the net effect has been draining some liquidity out of the system. So that's a little bit of a mixed impact. We've also had China data coming out. Now, the way we read into the data, and there's many ways to skin this cat, but the way we read into it, our worry is that credit growth has been very weak, a lot weaker than anticipated. And that somehow squares with some reports and anecdotal reports on the ground that banks are cautious about lending out to businesses instead investing in each other's short-term paper. If that is true, if indeed there's a confidence or lack of confidence in the banking sector, that can spill over and drag growth. And I think for that reason, markets are being quite cautious about China outcomes here. And all of this is even without considering two other things, the geopolitics around China and the property market in China as well, which continues to be really hampered, stifled, in fact, by the fact that there's no clear way out for developers who remain liquidity starved. And that's got a huge gravitational effect on the rest of China. So these factors keep us more cautious about China. So the narrative today is maybe the US can help the global economy avert a recession, but it's becoming, for those who take a sobering look at things, that China is in no way, if anything is the opposite, is in no way going to rescue the global economy with stimulus. All they can try to do is avert their own recession.
Okay, and I'm going to share some pretty scary numbers. If you drill down to the numbers that they released, one figure kind of stood out for me. The the unemployment rate among China's youth between 16 and 24 hit a high of 19.9%. And unemployment rate across all cities was 5.4%. So these are not small numbers at all.
Totally agree with you, Brian. And this is where market sentiments also come in, because the one thing we must admit is the numbers are there. We can, of course, agree on what it means right now. But as in the case of the US markets, where everything is now half full, softer GDP or softer inflation data is all cheer because of what the Fed implications. Likewise, China's can also be either half empty or half full. Right now, we're going for the half empty, which is your version. In another universe, this could easily be half full if they read it as policymakers being, you know, driven to take action and having concerted stimulus coming around. So we remain watchful of how market sentiments interact with sometimes distort numbers. But for now, I would think caution prevails in EM Asia despite signs of cheer in the US.
Now, looking ahead then, Vishnu, what are some key data points and events this week that will move markets?
I think the FOMC minutes, as stale as they may be, and I use the word stale here mainly because these FOMC minutes predate the softer CPI numbers and everything else we saw with ISM and U of Michigan sentiments and all of that. Nevertheless, I think markets, instead of looking at the even the exact wording, they might try to get a sense of the various trigger points that could see the Fed dialing back. So in other words, rather than fussing over whether September meeting may step down further, I think the consensus is it will not. September is a 50 or 75. But markets may try to get hints to see whether in Q4, the Fed may restore a status in which 25 is the 25 and not 50 is the new 25, which is currently the status quo, where, you know, there's a higher there is a higher benchmark for the Fed to adhere to. So that may be one thing that that markets may be very watchful of. RBA is also releasing its minutes, though markets have come around to the fact that they think that RBA is done with upsize cuts and maybe dialing back and slowing down. The Philippine Central Bank, the BSP, will be having a meeting. We think it's a 50 basis point, same like the RBNZ. The New Zealand Central Bank will also do a 50 basis point hike. We've got Thai GDP that's coming out. We want to see where the soft spots are and what that could mean for the Bank of Thailand going forward.
Now, Vishnu, as always, thank you very much for your insights. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Always my pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Now, we've been speaking to Vishnu Varadhan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank, on BizTech's Asian Midday Market Watch. I'm Brian Fernandez. This video and podcast will be on our website, www.biztech.asia, as well as our social media platforms. It will also be syndicated across TV, radio, and digital platforms across the region. Thanks for tuning in.